USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukrainian and Russian delegates sat down for the first direct negotiations this morning between the two countries since Russia launched its invasion 5 days ago. While the talks brought tentative hope about an end to the war, Ukraine's president made it clear before the discussion began he's not expecting any major breakthrough, and Ukraine's key demands are an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of all Russian troops from Ukraine. The number of dead in Ukraine has topped over 400. At least 200 of those are children, with thousands injured. People who have received a dose of UvaShield, the monoclonal antibody drug against COVID-19, should get an additional dose as soon as possible, according to the FDA. The agency revised the authorization because the drug may be less effective against certain Omicron subvariants. Monoclonal treatments serve as a different avenue for protection and are popular among immunocompromised people who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Even though he didn't get his first choice for a new justice for the Supreme Court, House Majority Whip Democrat James Clyburn told Face the Nation that he wants to see a large bipartisan vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
This is about the country, our pursuit of a more perfect union, and this is demonstrative of another step in that pursuit. And I would hope that all of my Republican friends will look upon it that way. Let's have a debate. Let's talk to her about her rulings and about her philosophy. Let's have a strong bipartisan support.
Clyburn initially pressed for South Carolina native Judge Michelle Childs to be the nominee because she went to a state school rather than an elite institution, as Brown Jackson did as she attended Harvard. And the Environmental Protection Agency faces a Supreme Court case today that could challenge the federal government's ability to fight the climate crisis. Republicans argue that the authority to regulate emissions should only come from Congress. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A number of bars and liquor stores are beginning to pull Russian vodka from the shelves. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board is directing its stores, called Fine Wine and Good Spirits, to stop buying and selling Russian-sourced products. It's in protest of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. PA Governor Tom Wolf called it a show of solidarity and support for the people of Ukraine and, quote, an expression of our collective revulsion with the unprovoked actions of the Russian state. Wolf joins his counterparts in New Hampshire, Ohio, and Utah in ordering Russian products off the shelves of state-controlled liquor stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Major League Baseball negotiations to end their lockout are extending to the limit. Management says a deal must be reached by the end of the day today to salvage a March 31st start to the regular season and a full 162-game schedule. The sides started their meeting this morning at 10 a.m., 3 hours earlier than usual. This will be the eighth straight day of talks at Roger Dean Stadium, the spring training home of the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals. The lockout is in its 89th day. MLB has not fixed an exact time to the deadline, which leads to the possibility of bargaining sessions stretching into the wee hours of the night if both sides see a deal within reach. With pressure increasing, both sides are very far apart, as the players would lose $20.5 million in salary for each day the season is canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.